Market update for you right now, and stocks are moving higher at this point. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 412 points at 23,846. The NASDAQ is up 68. The S&P 500 ahead by 47. John Fourlines is the Chief Investment Officer at W.E. Donahue, who joins us right now. John, great to have you with us. And you know, it's kind of interesting how the markets have kind of gotten into this pattern of reaction. Today, you know, we see you get 6.6 million in additional unemployment filings. We don't see a significant negative decline, but then you get the word from the Fed coming out with more plans in terms of what they're going to do, and we've got the market surging higher today.
Yeah, well, it's a human phenomenon. People react to news, and I might want to add, you know, one of my I guess what I'd call it my night job is I teach behavioral finance down at Duke. Been doing it for about 8 years, and I see, you know, this happen generally in, you know, every market, and essentially that, you know, humans crave certainty, which even in the, you know, the best of times isn't available, and in times like this it's certainly not, and that's especially true in markets. So, you know, basically they're drawn by their emotions. Even experienced traders, you know, have this happen to them, where the latest news is something they can jump on and react to, and that's what a lot what you're seeing right now. There's just, you know, just not enough information, but people feel it's known as the disposition effect. They need to act because they've just heard something that, you know, triggers those emotions.
But does this become even more unique because of the size and to a degree the girth of what we're going through right now?
You know, it's a good question. I think I kind of always look back at the worst of last time, right? Because those are always good, you know, landmarks, because there's no clear parallels, except that you had a situation where the whole financial system was melting down back in 2008 and 2009, and at the center of that were bank stocks, right? The worst of the worst, when you ended up having over 500 banks fail in the United States alone, and yet the bank stock index bottomed completely at March of 2009, when only 8% of those banks had folded. And then by 2014, 500 plus had folded in an increasing number over time, and yet bank stocks were up, you know, 170% or so. So, you know, you have to kind of look back and say, gee, what is really a longer-term trend here I should be focused on? And yeah. I think people have a hard, traders particularly, and a lot of investors have a hard time focusing on that.
So how then do investors do positively or negatively when you're talking about times? And obviously the last 3 weeks we've seen some really big swings on the market one way or another, and in fact a lot of times it has been intraday where you'll see the markets down 500 points, then maybe being up a few hundred, and then maybe finishing off the day flat or a little bit lower again, all of that in the span of a 7 or 8 hour period.
Well, I spent almost 17 years at JP Morgan. I remember a big sign over the morning meeting exit door saying, don't just do something, stand there. And often doing nothing is the best thing, particularly from an investing and also behavioral science standpoint, where you don't have enough news. And I guess I go back to, it sounds so boring sometimes on, you know, for people who are involved in markets, but having a plan and being diversified and then being looking at it long term and looking at these times as potential rebalancing, type moments, it's a positive thing. But you know, you have to have that long term view, and a lot of investors really struggle with it.
I wanted to ask you about one company specifically that was making news earlier today. Disney announced that they crossed that 50 million subscriber number, and I think a lot of people believe that part of that is linked to more people having been home. They also expanded by opening their service in India. Disney obviously, you know, was going to do well with this one way or the other, but the numbers coming out today, very, very strong.
Yeah, I mean, Disney's example is sort of corollary to what I said about having a diversified approach to the world, right? There's always winners and losers, and typically when you're in a bear market or in really turbulent times, the majority of investors feel really negative and down. And, you know, that's why you have a lot of people run to cash, et cetera. But you know, the truth is there's going to be winners that come out of this. And also, you know, when the economy, what I call, it won't be restarted, it'll come up by fits and starts, there will be people, companies racing ahead. And I think that whole category of software service type companies, which range the gamut from people who do compliance software for, you know, for corporations to streaming providers, all those folks are going to end up ahead. Even the beleaguered, if you look at the news reports, the beleaguered Zoom has had the branding moment. It could have paid millions and millions of dollars to get, and yet it's got it, and there they are, right?
Yeah.
They or something like them are going to continue to do well, even in times like this and beyond.
Finally, one quick note. Secretary Mnuchin, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin, did an interview a little while ago, and this narrative about maybe opening up businesses in May is seemingly being talked about more and more. In terms of, as you were saying, with the information that's coming out, I would think that if we get to a point where we're getting closer and closer, that'll also be something that'll drive the markets.
That's probably true. And my guess is, and this is just a course looking at it from a long-term view, is that might be for certain investors to sell the news, right? Because they'll say, okay, we're all clear now. And then, like the naked swimmer, when the water goes out, you'll see who's what everybody really looks like, right? You may well have a situation where people will say, well, wait a minute, this is going to take longer than we thought. And I think that'll be a possible reaction to something like that. The other thing I might want to add is you already have businesses, factories, et cetera. We've spoken to a lot of executives in the United States who have employees in China and other places in the Far East. They're starting to have some normalcy. And the one thing that distinguishes it, of course, is the U.S. doesn't really have the same kind of testing regimes, virus testing regimes as say, South Korea and others. That's going to really be necessary to those openings to be consistent and people have confidence in them.
John, thanks very much for your time today. Look forward to talking to you again. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you. John Fortline, Chief Investment Officer at W.E. Donahue.